About 20 law enforcement officials, legislators, and heads of nonprofit organizations met at the Capitol Tuesday to figure out the best way to use empirical data to confirm or deny the practice of racial profiling. Group members expressed differing opinions of the scope of the problem. However, none of them denied there is the perception that racial profiling exists. Even Public Safety Commissioner Charlie Weaver, who was criticized in March for saying that he didn't think racial profiling was a problem in Minnesota.
I don't think anybody believes that profiling doesn't happen. You know, many people have been quoted as saying, oh, you got to have your head in the sand to think that profiling doesn't occur. I don't think it happens in any kind of systematic way in Minnesota, but it does happen. And even if it doesn't happen, the perception of people is that it does. So we got to deal with that. So what I'm hoping this committee can do, the best way to deal with that perception or that reality is to have facts.
Group members also acknowledge that perceptions of discriminatory practices by police has led communities of color to mistrust law enforcement. Michael Jordan is a public information coordinator for the St. Paul Police Department. He said the collection of data without leading to consequences for law enforcement officials will not win that trust back.
Year after year, allegations are made, and even in some cases, evidence is substantiated that certain people behave in an inappropriate fashion, but yet they remain on their jobs. They are available to still perpetrate on communities what the communities think is unfair, unequal, bigoted, racially oriented treatment. I've lived in Minneapolis my whole life, and I've heard this same conversation five times in the last 40 years. And so the fact that people keep hearing us say, oh yeah, we'll study this, we'll do that, but we don't see any substantive change is, I think, one of the major eroding powers in this trust issue.
However, the idea that the data could be used against police officers is exactly what troubles Dennis Flaherty, executive director of the Peace and Police Officers Association.
Will I be able to say from that, well, geez, you know, St. Paul has 11% minority population, but yet Officer Smith, 30% of the traffic stops that were made by Officer Smith were members of the minority community, so therefore Officer Smith must have a problem? Will we draw some conclusions that the officer will find themselves in disciplinary situations?
Flaherty represents 6,500 police officers. He said a majority of police officers are offended by the accusations of racial profiling. Sitting to the immediate right of Flaherty was Sabathany Community Center Director Jim Cook, who took exception to Flaherty's comments.
I'm walking over here as well as some of my other colleagues and saying to ourselves, there is a problem out here. Now, on your end, you're saying that you're convinced that there's no problem. I'm not here to all of a sudden suddenly conject one and pull it out of the sky and say, hey, you know, the minority community suddenly says, hey, you know what? We don't have anything to do, but there's racial profiling going on.
The first meeting of the group resulted in more questions than answers. The group will continue to meet once every 3 weeks. I'm Brent Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.